Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, with your host, Peggy Smedley.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and I am your host, Peggy Smedley. The first segment today will cover one of the biggest concerns we hear from construction equipment owners and experts in the space, standardization of telematics data. Today in segment one, we're going to take a closer look at kind of the aggregation of data on the construction job site and the role standards will need to play to connect equipment. Later, I'm going to even talk and kind of welcome a couple of guests to join in on the discussion as we really delve into all of this telematics data and all this aggregation that I just mentioned. On segment two, I'm going to welcome Jim Cassane, who's a retired industry veteran who has years of experience, and he's going to join the program, followed by Elizabeth Neiman, who's the Senior Director, Communications and Public Relations of the American National Standards Institute. And then on segment four, it's kind of time to wrap things up by taking a closer look at how video conferencing is kind of shaping the job site of the future and really where things are going with that. So let's kind of get things started and take a look at aggregation and standardization of data at the construction job site. As many of you are experiencing in the construction industry, the use of telematics is rising pretty rapidly. In fact, in 2016, we're going to see a very big year for the global telematics market, with analyst firms predicting significant growth. As one example, Future Market Insights predicts the global off-highway vehicle telematics market will actually double in size from what was in 2014 to 2020 due to expected growth in demand from end-user industries, including construction. Now, it's probably not surprising to many of you, but government concerns and navigation are expected to drive growth in the market, according to the firm. As another example, Frost and Sullivan says developed regions such as North American and European contribute to more than 57% of the total telematics installed base. There's also another analyst firm indicates that top trends includes OEMs partnering with multiple third-party service providers and open architecture platform technology. But let's not stop there. Let's really delve a little bit further, because I think, as many of you know, there is one big significant challenge in the space today: the standardization of all of this telematics data. And we know when we talk about data in general, how do you standardize it all? What does it all really mean? So there is something really significant when we talk to all of these experts in the space, because they recognize there's a lot of things that need to come together to develop standards for really what we talk about is data collection. And what does that all mean? So as one example, the Construction Equipment Telematics Standards from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers and the Association of Equipment Management Professionals has added key features to its construction equipment telematics standards aimed at gathering data. So when we look at this, I know that's all kind of a mouthful, but when you really think about it, there's a lot we really have to consider. And here's what you kind of need to know. AEM is offering a test database that allows third parties, software developers, and even major fleet owner developers to verify business systems are functioning correctly to pull in desired information. Also, AEMP is offering a program for OEMs and other telematics providers to verify the feeds are functioning correctly and that each value is flowing into the correct data field. Now, this is pretty important when you consider all of this. So the result: more data flexibility, better security, and faster API load time, just to name a few. And I think if you think about that, that's pretty important when we're talking about all of this data telematics and the aggregation of what we need to know and the standardization. So Two of these test programs from AEM and AEMP are designed to work together, I think, to kind of provide the systematic checks to allow the industry to kind of address mixed fleet data collection and even the management of all of this information. So in the end, a construction equipment telematics standard will increase overall this end-user customer satisfaction by making it easier to control fleet operator costs. Also, while organizations such as AEM have begun to standardize telematics and provide training, there are still challenges, I think, in the market. And that's what we have to look at. We're not solving everything. We still have a lot of room to grow. And so according to the Future Market Insights, government regulations regarding safety and security are still really lacking. And I know a lot of you in the construction industry have a lot of concerns about this, but the good news is everybody's trying to address it. And the industry as a whole is rallying together to try to figure out how do you solve this. So growth in the market is also kind of inhibited because of heavy equipment fleet owners prefer basic telematics service due to high costs associated with these high-end telematics. So we're kind of addressing all these things. But still, many of the OEMs are working with aftermarket suppliers and other industry bodies to develop standards for APIs for taking care of data such as vehicle identification. I think even if you look at location and even hours of use. So looking at all of this information. So rental fleet companies are even working towards standardization as more advanced data feeds such as geofencing, immobilization, safety devices, and alerts, all of these together. So hence, here's kind of one example I think we have to look at. Caterpillar and Trimble have developed a brand agnostic fleet management and site productivity solutions platform designed specifically for contractors with mixed equipment fleets. This is simply one example, I think, that OEMs are looking to deliver more into the future and in trying to address some of these things. As many of you already know, telematics provides the significant value to the entire construction industry and many areas of operation. So such benefits, I think you look at safer work environments, predictive maintenance that we look at, lower maintenance costs, and I even think if you look at it overall, improved project delivery. And I think a lot of you want to look at that improved product delivery because it's so very important. So the benefits really lie primarily in the data that is provided from the equipment to the operator overall. So if you look at all the aggregation of data, it's essential on the job site of the future and certainly will be a topic that's going to be addressed and really focused on next year's ConExpo ConAg conference being held, and I think most of you have heard about this, March 7th through the 11th in Las Vegas, where they have it. It's going to be a big event, so if you're not registered, you really should think about it and get ready to, you know, plan that, put that on your calendar. So if you think about it, while the job site or the connected job site I really should focus on is advancing, there is still a lack of standards. And standards are so very important, and we really need to look at that. But organizations such as AEM are really pushing for standards specifically with equipment. And that's really powerful. And I think about it, especially if you look at things like the Internet of Things, where there's a lot of lacking of standards. Here's when we look at the equipment side, AEM is really pushing for them when we talk about equipment in the construction side. And the end result, I think, is what we're looking at is better productivity at the construction job site. And I think I'm sure that this is something that all of you that are listening right now can appreciate, because as we look at the future and we look at what we want to do with what we're doing with rental fleet companies, looking towards standardization and more advanced data feeds, as we talked about geofencing, immobilization, safety devices, alerts, all of those things are really important. And we're talking about what Caterpillar and Trimble are doing together. And I think if we look at what we're trying to get is that end user customer satisfaction, I think, to reduce fleet costs, I think, and overall operating costs, that's pretty essential. I think we really have to look at when we talk about safety and security, because right now those are lacking, but we're really trying to drive towards a common goal. And I think when we have industry bodies to develop standard APIs for things that we need to do for data collection, that's pretty powerful stuff. And overall, I think those are what we're seeing right now. And AEM is working with a lot of bodies, and the AEMP are working together. That's really powerful stuff for how you can allow databases to work together and give you all that powerful information. And when we look at that, and you're able to get better data flexibility, better security, better API load time, I think those are the things that ultimately in the construction space we're looking for to really be able to have a solid open architecture for what, or be able to better communicate, better the ability to access information quicker, to make better decisions for the job site, and more specifically for the job site of the future. So I think we're advancing. The standardization of telematics data is a really powerful thing. And I think what we're talking about is as the market grows, and we're going to see some significant growth in such that we're talking about growth that's largely that we're talking about significant in the next several years out to 2020, we need to see some of the significant advances. So I think that's powerful stuff. So, well, listeners, we're out of time for this first segment, but we've got some amazing guests coming on in segment 2 and 3. So I want you to stick around so you can hear them, because they're going to be sharing some great information. So don't go anywhere, don't go away, because ConExpo, ConAg Radio will be back right after a quick commercial break. But we want you to tweet us at ConExpo, ConAg, and tell us what you want to think, because that's important. So stick around. ConExpo, ConAg Radio is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. We'll be right back.
A podcast or radio show on WS Radio is a great way to create content marketing. Turn prospects into customers, into raving fans. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
Tired of presentations with no impact, no inspiration, and no traction? Do dull speakers have you and your team disengaged and distracted by smartphones? Christopher McCullough brings energy, insights, and 2 decades of experience delivered with punch, humor, and heart. Your team will leave energized, uplifted, and with a sense of purpose. Visit ChristopherMcAuliffe.com to bring some heat to your next speaking engagement. McAuliffe, ChristopherMcAuliffe.com.
You've heard me bragging about Progressive Medical Center and how they've helped me feel so much healthier. But one thing, Dr. Agoli, that a lot of people come to you with is just unexplained pain. They just can't get any relief. Why can Progressive Medical Center's Pain Management Center help them?
First of all, we have to acknowledge that pain is for real, and you've got acute pain and chronic pain. Here's the problem. That acute pain turns to chronic, which is longstanding, and no one's getting to the root cause. There's several key diagnostic components that help us get to the root of what's causing this pain. Is it inflammation? Once we do a thorough evaluation to get the root cause, determine if it's structural or if it's a metabolic issue. And this way, we put an individualized program for pain management involving correcting the spine, using certain injections when necessary, and we get our patients out of pain quicker, and they stay out of pain because we teach them how to live their life well.
Don't let yourself live in pain any longer. Get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today at ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
Progressive Medical, this is your life. Live it well.
The richness of your life is reflected in the shimmering elegance found at D.O. Loon Design. One-of-a-kind jewelry and pieces from Cynthia Dillon in silver and gold help to express your unique personality. The flowing designs of her creations will empower the way you move throughout your day. Join us online at diolundesigns.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.